Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and earn more. My name is Geraldine Carter. As an accountant, chances are good you don't like selling. You don't want to be schmarmy, you don't want to be gross, and you don't like to get into convincing energy in order to convert a client. Makes total sense. If this is you, know that sales can be clean, authentic, and simple. You don't have to do schmarmy and gross, and you definitely don't have to do convincing. And when you have this formula in your back pocket, selling gets so much easier. When you can dial in each of these components, it makes your business come together. It makes it crystal clear what you do for your clients. It helps you see where you can easily add value. This formula helps you understand your prospect more deeply, which makes for more valuable discovery meetings, and it helps your prospect to determine whether or not you're the person for them. This formula is simple. It's symptom, pain, solution, process, result, and value. Remember that your clients want to go from where they are, which is in pain, to some kind of desired future state. And they are coming to you because they believe that you may be able to help them get from where they are now to where they want to be. So in ultra simple terms, you can think of it like pain, dream, and fix. If we drill into it a little bit more, we get to get more granular and really understand the differences between symptom and pain and the solution and the process and the result and the value. So when you can do this, when you can really nail this in your business, it helps you create a much more simple and repeatable process for your clients. And when you have a more simple and repeatable process for your clients, it makes it so much easier to systematize because you don't have frogs jumping out of the wheelbarrow all the time and you've got to run around and get them back in. And when you can systematize and your systems are squeaky clean and have very few exceptions or no exceptions, then you can look at it and figure out how you can optimize it. And you can look at it and see where you can automate. When you do those things, you start getting lots of time back. You can use that time to create even more powerful results for your clients and help your clients get even better results faster. You get more creative. You have more time and space and energy to think about how you can help your clients go from where they are now to their desired future state as fast as possible. And what can you contribute to that process along the way that would be valuable to them? This sets you on a virtuous path where you add ever-increasing amounts of value to your client. And the more value you provide for your client, the higher your prices can go, the more you can capture that value that you've created in your pricing. So let's talk about symptom, diagnosis, solution, process, result, and value. Seems like a lot, but I will give you some examples from a poor person who has some shoulder pain so that you can understand how it plays. So here are three examples, and I tried to scrub it a little bit so it doesn't sound gory, but if you're squeamish about these things, fast forward 30 seconds. So imagine a person comes to you, imagine you're a physician, and they complain of shoulder pain. Shoulder pain is their symptom. Now, you're the physician, you do all the palpating, and you diagnose that they have a broken humerus. The solution is to set it and simply let it heal. The process is to x-ray it and cast it. The result, when it's all said and done, is that the bone is healed. And the value to the patient is that the shoulder pain is gone and their arm works. Now imagine a second example, a second patient comes in and they complain of shoulder pain. You do all your palpating and the diagnosis is that their shoulder is dislocated. The solution here is different. The solution is get it back in the socket. The process is pull on it or have the person lie on the table with weights until all the muscles relax and stretch out. And then you pop the bone back into the socket. That's the result. The bone goes back in the socket. And the value is that the shoulder pain is gone and the arm works. So third example here, another soul shows up with shoulder pain and you do all your palpating, you ask all your questions, and you diagnose that they have a torn rotator cuff. The solution is to repair the tear. The process is surgery. The result is the tear is repaired and the value is shoulder pain is gone and the arm works. Okay, so you get the idea here that shoulder pain is just the symptom, but the diagnosis, the source of the symptom, can be different. And it's your job as the pro to assess what is going on and to provide the most accurate diagnosis possible of why they're experiencing their symptoms. And the better you are at your work and the more you focus on a narrow niche, a certain kind of business owner, the better you will get at getting them to the solution. And the better you will get at nailing your process and dialing it in so that you get them the best possible results. And if a person has a torn rotator cuff, they want the best possible results. They want to go to the person who does nothing but torn rotator cuffs, or at least does nothing but shoulders. They'd prefer that over the generalist surgeon who does all kinds of orthopedics. Your best clients want the best possible results and they're willing to show up and pay for it because it matters to them. So you likely have clients who are coming to you with symptoms like, I don't understand my money, I don't know where it's going, I don't know where it went, and I don't know how to make more. I don't understand money, I'm confused, I'm lost, help. I want to be able to buy more properties, I don't know how much money I have. I have all these stock options, I don't know when I should exercise my options. I'm confused, help. And your job is to diagnose their problem, to look inside. Before you cut them open and do your surgery, you're just diagnosing the problem. The problem is likely that their books are a mess and they need some cleaning up, and perhaps that your client lacks a solid financial understanding. The solution is for them to have clean books, accurate data, and for them to understand their numbers. Your process is whatever you do between them showing up, knocking on your door, calling your phone, where they don't understand their money, they're in pain, and they want to understand what's happening in their business with their financials, and you take them from that state to where they want to be, which is, I want to have a handle on my business numbers, and I want to grow my business. Your work as a business owner is to clearly lay out your process to get your clients from A to B. And work with clients who are a lot like each other so that the process becomes repeatable. And repeatable without very much thinking, without all kinds of customization, without all kinds of one-offs. The more you can create a repeatable process, the easier it will be to systematize. The less work it will be for you, and the higher your margins can go because it's less work for you. And when your process is consistent and you deliver high quality, consistent results, the value goes higher and your prices go higher. So the result that your client gets is that they understand the numbers and they have clean books again and they have a path, a clear path to grow their business. And the value that they get is that they take their business where they want it to go. Symptom, diagnosis, solution, process, result, value. When you do this for a specific kind of buyer that you have in your client roster, and you know what problem they have, and you know their desired results, and you appreciate the value to them, it makes it so much easier to sell the value that you provide. Because now your sales conversation is about the value that you can provide and how you're going to get them there. So you attract better people faster, and you get more reliable results for them. If you're not doing this, you make up for it by selling with your energy and with your time. And the selling itself is so much harder. Your conversion rates are lower and it takes you longer to achieve your goals. And you have to do more work to help your clients achieve their results because they're like frogs in the wheelbarrow and you're trying to like keep them all in a line and in order. It uses a lot of extra energy. And when you haven't clarified for yourself and articulated your client's symptoms and the diagnosis, the solution, the process, the result, and the value, you also don't know what to say in any of your marketing, in any of the promotion of your business. It makes it hard to know what to say on your website or in your copy, or if you want to write emails to an audience. If you're having the question, I don't know what to say, it is very likely because you haven't had the opportunity yet to work through this process to understand what your buyer needs to know, what your client needs to understand. And what is likely to happen is that you will churn out generalized copy because you're trying to cover all your bases at once. So now you're wondering, where do I find these words? These words come right from your clients' mouths, from their emails, and from their text messages. You have all this content already. It's sitting inside your email inbox from your clients. It can be super tempting to overcomplicate this, to want to make your words sound fancy and elevated and erudite. But do not succumb to the temptation. Speak in plain English, but not just plain English, speak in your buyer's English. Use the exact words they do. When you talk to your buyer in their buyer's English, that's how they know that you're listening. That's how they know that you understand them. And when they know that you understand them and you have a process for helping them, it creates trust and it accelerates their journey of working with you. That's how they know you're listening. And that's how they know that you understand them. And when they know that you understand them, and when they know that you have a process for helping them get to exactly what they want, it creates so much more trust much more quickly and it accelerates their journey of working with you. So, one more time so you have it. Symptom, shoulder pain. Diagnosis, broken humerus. Solution, set it and let it heal. Process, x-ray and cast. Result, the bone is healed. The value is the shoulder pain is gone and the arm works. Symptom, diagnosis, solution, process, result, value. It is in digging in to this exact process that we uncover the value that you can provide to your clients and articulate it so much more compellingly. This is something that I work on with all of my clients. And if you want your business to run more easily, more smoothly, if you want my help building a business in a way that allows you to do what makes you happy, talking about money and providing great financial advice, visit my website, geraldinecarter.com, and click on the red coaching options button. I currently have 2 spots open for my one-on-one custom VIP coaching program, which helps you get off the 70-hour-a-week train to exhaustion, and it gets your business pointed in the right direction so that you're working with clients you enjoy and you get paid well for doing it. Spots go fast this time of year, so get on your giddy-up if you want to know more. That URL again is geraldinecarter.com. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next time. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down a 40-Hour CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to geraldinecarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.